Is there anything you can tell me, anything you can remember about Mr. Fordham, Al Fordham, or Fred Middleton, who was the foreman there?
Oh, Al Fordham was he was a jolly sort of a man. He was medium stature. I can remember his secretary, a girl called Joyce Collins was his secretary. He was a very affable man. I know that he had quite a considerable amount to do with the flying control tower that was there then, because quite often he would say to me, "Ron, go over to the control tower and get my sandwiches." So I'd go over to the control tower, collect his sandwiches and take them back into his office. This was basically when I was in the timekeeper's office. It seemed to cease when I came to work in the workshops. Fred Middleton, yes, he was a good master, very severe. And the one thing I can always remember about Fred was he always had a pocket handkerchief sticking out of his top pocket. It was always a white pocket handkerchief. The reason I can remember this is because on a later occasion that I will talk to you about, members of the of staff that I can remember was Reg Bungie. He was in the inspection office, and he sort of took me under his wing to a certain degree. Then there was another old man there, Mr. Chapman. Now, he used to do all of the riggings on the biplanes. He, in his earlier days in aviation, was concerned with the flying circuses, and he used to do the wing walking on the flying circuses.
This is the people who used to go out along the stand on the wings.
He used to do at the air shows, at these air shows. There was him. There was another two brothers that were in the paint shop. I can't remember. Sarks were their name, their surname. I can't remember the others. Then there was a big old man. All I can remember his name, I'm pretty sure it was Mr. Earl, but he was known to everybody as Texas.
Texas?
Texas Earl, because of the hat that he wore. And he was of a very big build, and I worked with him quite a long time, and I know I was in the early days I was very cheeky to him one day, and we were doing the propellers, the props, the three. It was when the three-bladed props came in. And we used to have to take them out and drain them down and do all the nuts and bolts, all the bolts up in the centre of the prop and rewire them and lock them. And there used to be a bucket of oil come out of that. And I was cheeky to him one day. And he said, "If you don't do that again, my boy," he said, "your head will go in this bucket of oil." Stupid like, I said, "You wouldn't dare." Consequently, my head got stuck in the bucket of oil. It could never happen today. But he's another one of the men that I can remember there. There was one other one. He was the general dog's body. He would do everything. He was an ex-naval man, and his name was Tansy Lee. He could do all the splicings on the control wires, and he taught me how to splice rope. Very interesting man. He used to look after the boilers and everything else.
This is the man with the naval background, isn't it?
Yeah.
He was in the Navy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. He was another gentleman that was, you know, they were all kind to me there.